Welcome to the Root of It All podcast with Tree, where you will learn new habits for human betterment. We talk about all things related to personal growth and everything is on the table. Each episode, we'll explore different topics like self-care, mindfulness, goal setting, and more, with a focus on practical tips and actionable advice you can start implementing in your life today. Our goal is to help you become the best version of yourself and live a more meaningful life. So grab a drink, cozy up, take your dog for a walk or go for a drive. Join us for some fun and meaningful conversations with some amazing humans. Let's grow together.
Hello, everyone. This is Tree from The Root of It All with Tree, and we're getting to the root of it all with Shannon. So she is a professional stylist. She gets people looking good, feeling good, and even she reframes your entire closet, as needed. So my first question for you, so welcome and thank you for taking the time to be with us today. But I want to know, what got you into this? What did you just think of it one day, or, you know?
Kind of, yes. So thanks for having me also. So I've always loved fashion, but not breaking the bank. And I've always been a secondhand girl. And I used to kind of go into my friends' closets and create outfits for them. And then the one day there was an ad for a personal stylist. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is my dream job. And then it kind of went from there. And I've just evolved into doing closet edits and personal shopping and styling sessions. So that's kind of where I'm at now.
So teach us what a closet edit is.
Yes. So I come into clients' houses and generally people only wear about 20% of their clothes, and I show them how to wear more of their wardrobe. Therefore, they're saving time, money, and energy. I curate outfits for them digitally so they get their own copy of a digital lookbook, and I help them rid of things that, you know, as women, typically we have emotional attachments to things and we hang on to them because we can always justify it and one day we're going to wear it. So I come in and I'm unbiased and unemotional to these pieces. Therefore, it's easier for me to be very frank and honest to rid of those pieces if they no longer work for you, instead of keeping real estate in your closet.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about even the reason why people keep clothes, it's even like a psychological thing, because people are actually thinking in their mind. So, I mean, Shannon, she edited my closet, which was awesome, and it was a great experience, and that's why I want to have her on here. And it was interesting that when we were going through my clothes, and you pointed out, Tree, this is pilling, and I was like, oh, because I didn't even see the pilling on the shirt because it was so old. I just remember how much I really liked it when I first got it, you know, different memories of me wearing it and fun times, or the comfort, or just it was my go-to. It was just something that I did. So it's even in our own mind, we can remember things, and that memory brings us to the way that makes us feel. So even though, and that's the great thing about when you come and do a closet edit, because you're saying well, look at it. And because I never saw it, what I saw in my mind is, you know, all the other times that I wore it and it was just totally fine, right? And this is true for every single human being. When we're connected with clothes, yes, it's emotional, but that emotion is attached to the memory that we had of, you know, a certain outfit. Like even there was that beige blazer, remember, that you're like, you got to get rid of the button was missing. But I loved it. I love the color. I loved everything about it. But then I'm like, yeah, it's pilling and it is missing the button. But you, in our minds, we just don't remember those things. So that's what was really great when you came in. And so teach us about a typical client of yours, in terms of would it be somebody newly in the work world? Is it high level executive that just got a promotion? Or what kind of people do you help out? Men, women, even?
Yes. So I don't have my ideal clients per se, but I have more of characteristic that clients come to me with. So for example, I have clients who really hate shopping. They haven't shopped in years and years and years. It overwhelms them. They don't like it. It's not their thing. They are the people that are in and out of the store because they need whatever it is. And then I have clients who shop all of the time, impulsively, and then they get those items home and then they have no idea how to put outfits together. So then they resort back to wearing their comfort 20% of the wardrobe. So where I come in is I help both of the people, both of the mixes, to maybe shop better so it's less overwhelming, to find pieces that are more suited for them and their body type, to create outfits for them, to help clients who are shopping super impulsively to not shop so much and to utilize what they already have in their closet. I work with clients who are, you know, super, super busy. For example, I have a client who travels all the time. And she doesn't have time to sit and think about, okay, what am I bringing on my next trip? Because sometimes she has a very limited time where she's at home to create an outfit. So I virtually pack for her. And then I have clients who are they're just either super busy or they just have no idea. And they just are used to wearing what they're wearing.
So I'm sure as people are listening to this, one of the key questions that everybody has in their mind as they're hearing you speak is, hey, tell us what's in fashion. So this, we're talking today is October 25th, 2023. Yes. So October 25th, 2023, fall time. What should we be like? What styles, what colors, what maybe textures or fabrics, or I don't know, you tell me.
So I typically don't follow suit so much as to like what's in style and what people need to be wearing, because typically that becomes very fast fashion and it doesn't work for everybody. So I like to work with more staple pieces and pieces that are a lot more versatile and that are curated specifically for the individual and their style. So generally when I work with clients, they do have pieces in their closet that I can work with that are classic. And then maybe, you know, we need to just go and find, say, like a blazer to kind of update that look. So that's...
What colors would you say would be common fall colors?
Generally for common fall is the warm colors. So like a burnt pumpkin, like the dark khaki greens, the mustard yellows, pretty much anything that you would see like in the leaves changing. However, again, it can be personalized. You don't necessarily have to wear those colors. Like right now, I think one of the big colors is like a poppy red. Not everybody loves red. So even if you're infusing that, like even if you're like, but I want to be in style and you want to infuse, you know, the red within your wardrobe, maybe it's a color lipstick. Maybe it's an earring or something that you're wearing instead of a piece of clothing.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about like, what did you call it? The foundation or the ageless clothing or like I forget the word that you called them, like the foundation clothes or like
the staple classic.
Classic, that's what you called it.
Yes.
What would those be comprised of?
So again, generally it kind of differs between every individual, but I usually say to always have a great pair of fitting jeans. And then I usually say to have a good blazer, and because a blazer you can throw on and you always look put together, an LBD, the little black dress. Black dresses can be very versatile.
Did you call it an LBD?
Yeah.
That stands for little black dress?
Yeah.
That's a riot. I've never heard that before. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I would say other than that, it kind of, again, depends on the individual and their style. Because some individuals that I've worked with, you know, they have a pair of Blundstones. So that's their staple piece that I'm going to work with.
They have a what?
A Blundstone. So like a Chelsea boot, like a little ankle boot.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's just the brand of the boot. But that being said, they're like a specific style, right? So they have to be worked within that style. Yeah. So it's very individualized.
That's the greatest thing about your services is that you are looking at the individual. Like a lot of, I think, stylists out there, they have their own style and then they're bringing people to that, as opposed to the way that you do it is you go in and you look at the individual and you're just like, okay, so these are your foundation pieces or your classic pieces, right? And then you go from there, which is awesome, right? Just because, so the person feels very comfortable because it's their clothing already, right? Because a lot of those shows that you see on TV and they do like the big like makeover and stuff, I always wonder to myself how many of those people actually stick with, you know, the new hairstyle, the makeup, the clothing, the whatever it is, right? And tell us about the app or the, what did you call it, the clothing closet?
Your digital lookbook?
Yeah, tell us about that.
So that, again, comes with a lot of my packages, and it's individualized. So what happens during a closet edit and or personal shop is that I take pictures of the clothes that you're keeping and that you want outfits created with. And within that, I edit and upload the pictures into this app where you can have full access at your fingertips. So you have all your individual pieces in there, and then you have your outfits created, and it can be customized to your lifestyle. So for example, if you have different outfits for work, and then you're wanting outfits for travel, or you're wanting outfits for casual, or whatever your lifestyle is, I can create those categories for you. And then again, like I said, it's right at your fingertips. So you just open the app, and then you don't have to be like, oh, what am I going to wear today? It's literally all right there. You don't have to think. And you can always upload pictures as well. So if you're, you know, if you were out shopping and you purchased, say, a sweater, you can upload a picture, and then I can add that into your digital lookbook after that.
Yeah, which is very, very convenient, right?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about all of us as humans too is that, you know, the clothing that we wear, it very much represents sort of who we are, right? And it's so personable. It's not just, you know, of course, our hair or how we present ourselves in any kind of way, but our clothing and what it is that we wear, that's really how we present ourselves. It's first impressions. It's so, you know, I think the great thing about what it is that you do is that people, even right now, some people say that we're going into some sort of recession. So a lot of people got laid off. So a lot of people are looking for jobs. So if people are looking for a job and they want to update their wardrobe, but they don't have money, right, to actually get a whole new wardrobe, or this is a great opportunity to really just kind of rejig things in your own wardrobe that's way less expensive. And one thing that I love about what it is that you do too is that, like, almost everything is secondhand, that right? And that's, I'm such a supporter. I love, like, almost all of my clothing is either Value Village or thrift shop or from you, because you have your own, like, you get your own clothes too, and you post it on Instagram, or you have a place where people can come in and you have the clothing as well. I just want to tell the story of when I have to tell everybody of how we actually, so I met Shannon years ago at a networking event, right?
Yes.
It was in like this kind of artsy woods crafty thing in Hamilton somewhere, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so I met you, and I'm the one out of my friends group who like finds different things and just say, hey, we're going to go do this, we're going to do that, right? And so this was one of those things. I said, hey, I met this girl. She has these like secondhand high-end clothes and it's awesome. We're going to go. So I loaded up my girls, right? And I'm not from Hamilton and I didn't know Hamilton very well. So, you know, we're like figuring out where it is. And then I pull in your driveway and it was dark. And I was like, and they're just like, hey, Tree, like, are you sure this is where we're going? Like, I don't know. Like, this looks pretty sketchy. I'm not sure, right? And so, and it was a beautiful neighborhood. It was just, you know, circumstance. It was getting darker. I think it was fall time, right? So I brought us there. I picked everybody up and then I like knock on the door and all of a sudden there's Shannon. It's like, and I'm like waving to them. I'm like, come on in, right? Like, and so, yeah. And then you walk in the door and you had wine, you had like all this stuff all set up for us. It was the most amazing experience, but it was just, to this day, my friends, they always laugh and joke because I'm always like finding these new things, and it's a great service that you provide. Like the fact that, you know, you can bring just a group of girls and just hang out for a couple of hours trying on clothes. It's such a great experience and it's so personalized. So even my friends, they still joke about that.
Yeah, I do that. And I try to, you know, give my clients an experience. So it's a good time. It is a good time.
It's such a good time. And the clothing that you pick out, it's things that, like, I remember every time I go, it's like the clothing that you have, it's not something that I would think that would look good on me. And you're just like, here, try this on. Here, try that on. And I do. And like, oh my gosh, those are my best pieces. Right?
Yes.
That's the value.
I definitely do like, and people take this the wrong way, but I do like pushing people out of their comfort zone, because again, generally when people shop, they have specific, they usually buy the same things over and over again. So when they shop with me, I kind of introduce them to different pieces that they would never think to wear. And generally they come out and they're like, oh my goodness, This is really great. I would never pick this out because they're so used to their comfort clothes, right? And as you mentioned earlier, it does make such an impact on how we feel, our productivity, like so many different things with what we wear. And I've had a few clients who are still, you know, they're doing the Zoom calls and I'm like, well, are you getting dressed in the morning for work? And they're like, well, I work from home. Nobody sees me. It's fine. So, you know, I'll have a meeting and I'll throw on a shirt. And then I'm like, please tell me you're not wearing pajama bottoms. Well, yeah. And I call that the mullet. And I'm like, no, you can't. The mullet, we're not doing the mullet anymore.
So we're learning a lot of new words here. A lot of new terms. This is awesome.
Yeah. So I always encourage people, even if you're not seeing anybody during the day, like you work from home, just get dressed because it makes you feel so much better, so much more productive, so good for your psyche. Like, just get dressed. It takes the exact same amount of time to throw on a cute shirt and a pair of jeans than it does jogging pants and a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. And all of the tools that you give people, it makes it really easy for them to do that as well. So there is no excuse at all.
Exactly.
So is there anything else that you would want to tell people about your business or even about you or anything else that you want to add?
I have worked with a lot of different clients. And of course, every individual comes with an individual frustration or need, desire within their wardrobe. And
it's about some of those frustrations.
For example, I've had clients who, going back to the working from home, they work from home and it's COVID. So they've gained weight and then they are not loving themselves and are not loving their wardrobe. So they come to me to kind of figure pieces of that puzzle out. And I help bring out their confidence again and like regain their confidence. Because sometimes with life and, you know, for example, having children, your body changes and it's not what you remember.
Because
yeah.
You're very pregnant right now.
Yes. You have this vision of in your head of what you want to feel and look like within your clothes. And then you put your clothes on and you don't feel like that. And then everything trickles from that, right? Like you don't feel good inside. You don't feel good outside. You're not putting your best foot forward. Again, not being productive, not super motivated. But then the second that you come in and kind of reignite your confidence. Yeah. With your clothes, it's a whole new ball game. So I've with frustrations, like I've helped people, you know, come out of their ruts. I've given them confidence to go and potentially get a new job or go on a date, just enhancing a different aspect of their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important, all of us as human beings, we change constantly. Every moment, every day we wake up, we have all the knowledge from the day before. Right? And so to your point, when people have the right clothing or they're feeling confident or they're out of frustration of like, oh, what am I going to wear? Or does this fit? Or, you know, does this go together? You know, every single human being has been in an experience that they put something on, they went out and they're out and they're just like, ugh. Right. And almost probably all women, myself included, have wore navy blue nylons with a black skirt by accident.
And that's totally cool. Oh, that's fine.
It's navy fine now. I remember back in the day, it was not cool. Actually, my husband teases me because that is one thing. In my mind, I've decided that black and navy blue, black and blue can go, but black and navy blue, you'll never see me wear together. Also, I do not do pink. I do not do pink. My best friend laughs. If we go out anywhere and we get anything cool in like a swag bag or anything, if any of it's pink, she knows she's getting mine.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, like I cannot do pink. Even I was doing some rebranding and I have a PR person helping me out and she did like some pink things and I'm super chill and laid back with anything. And I said to her, I said, okay, we cannot have any pink because anyone that knows me will tease me up and down because they know that I do not do pink. So anything on my branding, even down to the flowers that we plant in our flower bed in the back. And yeah, I know, like I love pink on other people, but for whatever reason, I don't know why. I have no idea why, but it's just like this interesting thing about me, I guess, that I just
like to. Because I was going to say, pink is a very flattering color for a lot of different skin tones and like male, female. It looks great on a lot of different people.
It looks great on males. I got to say that.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. I would let, you know what, maybe there it is. Maybe I will let my husband wear a pink shirt for sure. Oh, and do you closet as it edits for males as well?
I do. Yes.
So ladies, if you're listening here and your husband, you know, won't let you throw stuff out, because even it's always good to bring in a third party. Right? When I get called into businesses and helping them out, it's because I'm a third party that allows people to be more open to changing the way that they communicate. So having a third party is always good. So even if it's a daughter, a mother, a husband, or hey, husbands out there, even if it's, this would be a great gift for Christmas for your wife.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they do make really good gifts. And I've had a few husbands call me actually to like surprise their wives. So sometimes that doesn't go over super well, because it's like I'm coming into their personal space in their closet and they have no forewarning. But that being said, once we usually get started, their guard comes down very quickly, and then they're a lot more apt to be like, okay, I didn't know what this was. My husband just like gave me this 5 minutes ago. So yeah, but they do make really good gifts, and it's something that I feel like a lot of people think about, but they never would purchase for themselves.
Yeah, and that's true. And I think the way that people need to reframe it is look at time, right? Like us as humans, we're here from cradle to grave, and think about all of the times that you spent standing in your closet thinking about what to wear. If you added up all of that time, how much time would you save? And time is money. So what, like, it's, I think people can focus on sometimes unuseful things when it comes to, okay, how is this serving me? What do I need? How can I make this better for myself? And sometimes outsourcing it is a good idea, because it eliminates all kinds of frustrations. You get back a whole bunch of time, right? And it's so beneficial to just, even the feeling of just being organized.
Mm-hmm.
How many people probably listening to this, you know, when is it that you think about, oh, what am I going to wear? Is it while you're in the shower? Is it while you're brushing your teeth? Or all of this extra mind traffic that you're adding? How nice would it be to be completely alleviated and just really, oh, I'm just going to go to the app. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to do that. Awesome. That's like the most amazing thing.
Yes.
So, and yeah, you're feeling confident. And so we're going to have all of Shannon's contact information and how to, how do people tell people how to contact you? Do you do like a phone call, quick consultation first? Or
yep.
How does that work?
Yep. So I usually, once we're done, I can send you the link for that. So I have a 15-minute free consultation. So that's where clients can unload all their frustrations, desires, needs for their clothes.
wish list.
Yeah. And then I can kind of go from there to see what will work best for them. And that doesn't cost anything. It's 15 minutes, and then go from there.
Awesome. Yeah. And as I said, you know, you can follow her on Instagram or check out her website, or you can email her, and we'll have all those links for you in the description. But thank you so much for helping all of us out, as people are probably just listening in, whether they're walking or sipping their tea or maybe standing in their closet thinking, yeah, yeah, I better call this girl. So yeah. Awesome. Well, so great to see you, and thanks for coming here. And
thank you so much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of The Root of It All with Tree. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that you can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. And we will be posting motivational quotes and behind-the-scenes content that you won't want to miss. You can always sign up to come live while we're filming this, or even join us online through Zoom. We always offer open question and answer after each episode that we don't record, so it's all private, but you can get more involved. So sign up for free at businessgrowthresults.com, and we're going to cover all kinds of different topics that you're not going to want to miss. And if you're looking for that one-on-one guidance or help, be sure to book a free screening. You can do that at burlingtonhypnosis.ca or call 905-634-4777. And finally, you can catch our podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode. Thanks for listening.